play. He flies solo, at least for the moment. AJ's got an idea. AJ's got a hole shot. He'll put a fender to the inside of Joey Logano. Side by side again for the lead.
AJ Allmendinger trying to ease down to the inside of Joey Logano. Quite can't get there, but he does have the drafting help to do it. Joey's got more. Also, Austin Cindric. He's got a ton of drafting help. Two fours, wheel to wheel for the lead.
Austin Dillon gave Austin Cindric a shot in the caboose there. Not good enough for the top spot, but a three-way fight for the top spot. It's Dinger down low, Cindric up high. Joey Logano occupying the middle lane.
And a good 12 rows of three wide racing yet again in the Triova of the Talladega Super Speedway. A lot of fans rise to their feet, hoping their driver can maintain their track position. Logano has the best seat in the house.
Joey Logano's got them all in the rearview mirror, but maybe not for long. AJ Allmendinger, again, sniffing that bottom lane. Joey crowds him down a little bit. Now slides down across the nose to block the run.
Joey blocks that advance for just a moment, then quickly brings his Ford back up to the middle lane of the racetrack. That's because AJ Allmendinger's got a full head of steam. Allmendinger's there. Allmendinger on the bottom. Logano in the middle. Cindric up top, three wide for the lead.
Still three wide for the lead all the way through turns three and four, though Cindric fades just a little bit. Now they can catch Joey Logano in the entrance of the corner of turn three, but boy, when they come off turn four, that's when Logano really works up the head of steam.
Side by side, they come back to the Trioval. 42 laps to go. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR on WRDN brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
45 different lead changes at the start-finish line alone with 42 laps remaining in the Yellowwood 500 at Talladega Super Speedway. The NASCAR Cup Series putting on a whale of a show here this afternoon. We've got it all for you next. AJ Allmendinger right now leading behind AJ. They are three wide. Nothing has changed. Back with more in a moment.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
He's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
AJ Allmendinger won here at the Xfinity Series level. That was years ago. AJ out front right now with 40 laps remaining over Joey Logano, Chase Briscoe, Todd Gilliland, and Chris Buescher. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
They come down off the banking up in turn number four with 38 laps to go. If you're just joining us, It almost sounds mundane. We have been talking about three wide racing all afternoon. At points during this event, they were four wide, Dave Moody, but again, they're at it. AJ trying to hold everybody back.
Yeah, and you get the feeling, Jeff, that the reason they're not four wide right now is because they just don't care to be. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see it happen again down the stretch. It's Allmendinger and Logano side by side.
With Austin Cindric just trying to catch up there and make that a solid three-driver battle for the lead. Three wide, here they come. Cindric answers the call. Logano in the middle. AJ Allmendinger, fender out in front with the point.
Just a fender out in front as Logano makes up the ground now in that middle groove and takes that middle lane up alongside AJ Allmendinger. Now we've seen this lap after lap after lap where Dinger leads into three and Logano leads off of four.
37 laps to go in the Yellowwood 500. Time now to review some of the keys to winning today's race presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. The keys to the race are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Todd Gordon?
Yeah, I think at this point, if it goes green, we're going to see the green flag cycle. And who goes last, to me, is the piece that's going to be important here. I want to stay out and be long, and I want to save as much fuel as I can. I want to shorten up that pit stop time, cycle myself through and execute that pit cycle, but I want to be the last person to do it.
And guess what, Todd? They are four wide once again. We knew it was going to happen. We just didn't know when. The time is now. Alex Hayden off four wide from about seventh on back.
Yeah, if anybody wanted to pit any time in the next lap or two, they're not going to be able to do it unless you're on that bottom lane. In the middle lane, it's Joey Logano. Topside, that's his teammate from Team Penske. It's Austin Cindric.
Not exactly doing that teammate kind of thing right now. Both of them want a piece of the lead. Both of them have got open ass fault in front of them if they can take it, and both of them now are back to three wide thanks to AJ Allmendinger.
And before, or actually I was to say behind them, they're four wide after about the third or fourth row. It's double wide up front, Austin Cindric and Joey Logano. AJ Allmendinger trying to rejoin the party, and they are definitely four wide from about seventh on back.
Here comes Joey Logano, however, leading by himself, but behind him is three wide about four rows deep. Then it goes to that four wide formation. This is mad at turns three and four.
The last time by, the entire pack of lead lap cars, 35 of them in all, Dave, were separated by 2 seconds from Austin Cindric to the tail end of the field.
That's a spectacular stat that could be go horribly wrong at any moment. For the moment, they're all jammed up three wide. No, they're not. They're jammed up four wide in row number three as Alex Bowman takes it all the way to the penthouse.
Three wide, two rows deep, four wide, rest of the pack. Up front, AJ Allmendinger still continues to hold down the low lane. Joey Logano leads the middle. Austin Cindric, with drafting help from Austin Dillon, will pace the field topside.
Absolutely flying in formation as Austin Dillon gives Austin Cindric a push into turn three. That's only good enough to drop alongside Joey Logano for the top spot. AJ Allmendinger is there as well. Three wide for position number one.
Because the outside lane is getting wound up yet again, led by Austin Cindric. He's got a trunk full of Austin Dillon in that Chevrolet. Then it's Alex Bowman. Dillon's going to open up a fourth lane with the safer barrier to his right.
Dillon goes all the way up to the top of the racetrack. He is running in the number six position right now, but there are plenty of folks looking to elbow the way to the inside. AJ Allmendinger back to the lead by a nose.
Everybody in four wide formation is being very respectful, very mindful. For a moment, they look five wide, but they sort it all out. Back to four wide from third on back.
And this is all going on behind an AJ Allmendinger and Joey Logano. Look out for Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Close moment there with Todd Gilliland, but everybody keeps it pointed in the right direction. Logano and AJ Allmendinger, Chase Briscoe fighting for the lead.
Joey Logano looking out the rear view mirror and sees them stacked up four deep behind them. He's got help. Todd Gilliland is there. Chase Briscoe lending help to AJ Allmendinger.
Here they come in at turn number one. Allmendinger on the inside, Logano on the outside. For the minute, the front two rows are just two abreast. It's three and four wide from there on back. Too close to call for the lead.
Now they've settled down to four wide further back in the pack, but it is three wide at the leader's back door. Those leaders are A.J. Allmendinger and Joey Logano. Drafting help for Allmendinger from Chase Briscoe, Chris Buescher, and Bubba Wallace.
That's right. Bubba Wallace is right there as well. To his right elbow is Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and then Austin Dillon behind them, and is William Byron and Chase Elliott. This time, Dinger leaves turn four all by himself.
A.J. Allmendinger got a free pass to get back on the lead lap on the last caution. Since then, he's been one of the drivers controlling at the front of the field. Allmendinger this time by trying to lead yet another lap.
Spent most of the afternoon battling to get back onto the lead lap. Once he did, he is not giving it up. He continues to show the way in the lead on the bottom of the racetrack with Chase Briscoe now in second.
A.J. will break into the clean air. He'll come from the bottom of the racetrack. He'll slide up and lead Logano in the middle. Allmendinger wants to go up and block the advance from Austin Cindric. He can't do it. Here comes Cindric and Dinger three wide, two wide for the lead.
You can't be in all three lanes at the same time, although A.J. Allmendinger tried it. Now he goes to the bottom side. That opens the door for Joey Logano. That opens the door for Austin Cindric on the high side. Here comes Joey Logano with help from Todd Gilliland.
31 laps to go here at the Talladega Super Speedway. It's been spectacular. The best is yet to come. Joey Logano will lead him across the line. A.J. Allmendinger right there with him.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strummy, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Taking turns for the lead, A.J. Allmendinger, Joey Logano, and Austin Cindric. They are the front three cars running side by side by side. We're down to 29 to go from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
3 by 3 by 3, all the way back through the field. It's Logano, Cindric, Allmendinger, top three. You've got Austin Dillon, Todd Gilliland, Chase Briscoe running in row two. Row three, Noah Gregson, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and Chris Buescher. That's the best way to give the running order, is where they're running and in which line they happen to be in.
You're right about that. 160 of 188 laps have been complete, 28 to go. And Dave Moody, since the drop of the green flag, they've been no less than two wide, but three and four wide lap after lap. Are we getting to a point 160 laps in, beginning to maybe take this for granted before this thing comes to an end?
I never thought I would hear that kind of a question or even have to answer it, but yes, I think you might be right. Three wide, inches apart at 185 miles an hour is starting to seem humdrum here, because we've seen it all afternoon long, and I've got a feeling it, as I said before, it could be four wide at the drop of a hat.
All right, Todd Gordon, if your driver happens to be running back there, let's just say it's Tyler Reddick back in 23rd. We're down to 26 to go. When on the radio do you say, driver, it's go time?
I think right now I've got to work on it on the pit cycle and try to get him track position on the pit cycle. Try to find a way for our Toyota teammates, if I'm Tyler Reddick, to get on a cycle that cycles us out and gets us some track position back when we break from this. There's no place to go with the three lanes being so equal right now. It's tough to make a move forward.
Ideally, you want to pit with your same manufacturer so you have drafting help. Right now, the preferred line to get the pit road's the bottom. There are Chevrolets, Fords, and Toyotas occupying the front four spots, Jeff. So if you want to pit with your manufacturer at the bottom lane, they're just not there.
You know, the other thing you just wonder about is just the mental fatigue, not only of the drivers. They're out there doing all of the work. Somebody inside, somebody outside, in front, behind. But what about the spotters? As we know, Alex, the spotters are right above us. It is almost a mile that they look across this racetrack as they climb the banking up in turn number three. How do you even work with your driver in this kind of chaos?
Well, you got to continually communicate, but keep your wits about you as a spotter. And if you're the driver, you have to continue to stay laser focused, not just with your hands and your eyes, but with your ears. It can become almost white noise, the constant chatter in your ear from your spotter because you're in a three wide or four wide movement, but you have to stay focused for 500 miles.
And that's easier said than done, Mike Bagley, because that 500 miles becomes 2.5 hours. It becomes three, but lap after lap, they run inches apart.
Nobody has gotten a break in the spotter stand or behind the wheel of these race cars. For the most part, this race has been three wide, four wide, and that's exactly what it is right now, three wide for the lead.
Through turns three and four, you've got Austin Cindric up high, A.J. Allmendinger down low, and again, Joey Logano leading that middle troop, and they have been, as the crowd comes to their feet, cheering for Dinger, Logano, and Austin Cindric.
Joey Logano, let's talk about him for a moment, Dylan Welch. He was involved and got some of that crash with his teammate Ryan Blaney and Ross Chastain. That team has done yeoman's work getting that car put back together.
They absolutely have. It was a splitter and a buckled hood was the official report from the team. They've repaired that as best they can. It's been interesting to watch. Before we went back green, Joey said, the 38 of Todd Gilliland is my guy. They got linked up. They went straight to the front, and Gilliland has not left Logano's back bumper since we went back green. They're pitted one stall away from each other. I imagine they'll pit together, and they'd like to stick together for the rest of this race, so we'll keep an eye on Logano and Gilliland and see how efficient they are together.
Marching band formation. Nobody stepping out of line. Lap after lap after lap. We're down to 23 to go. It's A.J. Allmendinger and Joey Logano at the moment at the front of the field.
If I would have kept making only the minimum payments on my credit cards, my debt would have taken me 47 years to pay off.
These are real National Debt Relief customers.
I knew I wasn't going to be able to get out of debt by myself.
Credit card, medical, or personal loan debt? National Debt Relief negotiates with your creditors to reduce what you owe.
National Debt Relief got me out of debt.
You could be debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months. Visit nationaldebtrelief.com to learn more and get started. nationaldebtrelief.com.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history. And make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, November 8th through the 10th. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com.
Who goes to victory lane could be determined here with 22 laps to go in a matter of a lap or two, because we could have green flag pit stops coming up. It could be the money stop. We'll cover it when it happens from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
20 laps to go. Welcome back to Talladega Super Speedway. What happens next? When do they come to pit road? We know one thing, Dylan Welch. A.J. Allmendinger elected to bail out of the pack and come to pit road just a lap ago.
And he brought his colleague racing teammate Shane Van Gisbergen with him. They both took right side tires and just enough fuel to get to the end. 20 laps to go. All the Fords have made their way to the bottom lane, so expect them in shortly.
I would expect you better put a little more fuel in it as well, just in case you have some overtime. That tends to happen here at Talladega Super Speedway.
Every once in a while, it does. Will the Fords come this time? They're in the banking up in 3 and 4. We saw AJ, we saw Shane Van Gisbergen and others come to pit road just a moment ago. Not this time, or will they, Alex Hayden? All of a sudden, we see just a handful, only 3 cars on the brakes and headed onto pit road. So the majority of the cars stay out on the racetrack. We do see Bubba Wallace on pit road. Let's cover his stop.
Robert Moody Barker called him down. They're going to go with fuel. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, and 5. That's going to be enough. 5 seconds of fuel to get them the rest of the way. Steve Post.
Chris Buescher is in. Going to be fuel only for Chris Buescher. Right side tires and fuel. The call for Eric Jones. Those 3 drivers, Bubba Wallace, Chris Buescher, and Eric Jones, back onto the speedway.
As the lead draft goes into turn number 3, saw some shuffling going on. Austin Dillon made a bold move here in the tri-oval last time by to get to the bottom of the racetrack. They peel up off of turn number 4. Everybody in that lead draft continues, Jeff, to stay on the speedway.
Well, that's got to be one of the toughest things of this entire event, is just trying to put yourself in position, Alex, to make it onto pit road and do it at the right time and with your manufacturing teammates.
And not only that, but then you're going to have to slow your car down, not too soon, but not too late to get a speeding penalty either, down to 55 miles an hour in order to execute the pit stop perfectly, Todd.
And then when you, like in the Chevrolet camp, you've got so many Chevrolets, you almost have to split it into who's going to come in what group as you come to pit road, because you don't want to see 18 cars come to pit road at once. You'd like to break that down to 8 or 9 or 10. So where this cycles out for the rest of the guys that haven't made their cycles yet, We're going to have to see where that comes.
58 different lead changes at the start-finish line, and here comes a whole handful of race cars off the racetrack, slowing down to 55 miles an hour. Pit road is open. Dylan Welch.
Kyle Busch is in, as is William Byron. Several of these cars were in the middle lane, had to ease their way down to the bottom just to make sure they got to pit road. Just a couple seconds of fuel, and these cars are down the way, Steve.
Kyle Larson brings his car in. Larson going to go fuel only. 2 pit boxes in front of him. Chase Elliott is in. They're making sure they got plenty of Sunoco Racing fuel. Austin Dillon is in getting service as well as this group heads out to pit road, about bounced off each other, headed back to the racetrack, Jason Toy.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Ty Gibbs, 3 wide to work their way off the middle section of pit road, but they topped it off with Sunoco fuel to go the rest of the way.
So that'll turn the lead over to Todd Gilliland. That lead draft off turn 4, jamming on the brakes, and a host of race cars now begin to whoa their machines down to 55 miles an hour. We continue to do green flag stops. Back to Dylan Welch.
And Todd Gilliland will be the first one, and he was the lowest one at pit entry, so he gained a couple spots on entry there, just waiting on the fuel for him. Same with Joey Logano. Here's the first fuel only, as well as Martin Truex Jr., Steve.
Chase Briscoe is in fuel only. Tyler Reddick, Noah Gregson. Here's Austin Cindric. Cindric with the discount tire car is on his Ford. Brad Keselowski getting fuel only here, Jason.
Ryan Preece, John Sperry, only fuel only for them. Sunoco fuel right side tires for Denny Hamlin in the middle section.
Fords and Chevrolet, or excuse me, Fords and Toyotas pitting on that last lap. Understand Todd Gilliland had a great car, busted too fast on pit road. The remainder of the cars come down now. Michael McDowell, Hosevar, his teammate, Zane Smith, Justin Haley, and BJ McLeod. Michael McDowell is going to try to make up some ground here, Postman. They played a strategy card earlier. It failed. What do they got planned right now?
As little of fuel as possible. Well, what they need to get to the end, of course. Here is Michael. The Loves Travel Stops colors on the Ford. Fuel engages 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, down and away. We'll see where he shuffles out. Michael McDowell is in on this group, and we'll see how this one goes to the end of the race.
As some more cars come by the tri-oval at speed, this will really shuffle things up. Green flag pit stops taking place. 14 laps to go here in the Yellowwood 500. Executed well for everybody with the exception of Todd Gilliland with the speeding penalty.
Yeah, you got to be running 55 miles an hour when you enter and exit pit road, and he was not. So a pass-through penalty for Todd Gilliland. Now, that last group of cars that just pitted, they're going to get freight-trained by those that pitted prior. We'll reset it all for you. They are bunching up in the bankings of 3 and 4. 14 laps to go. If we stay green, we'll run it all the way to the black and white checkered flag. But that's a big if, Alex Hayden. 14 to go. Michael McDowell came onto pit road just a few moments ago, and this is going to be lead change number 60 at the line.
As they come by, here's how they run here with 15, now make it 14 to go. At the start-finish line, as this shifts around, the draft continues to bunch back up. Austin Cindric is back to the lead. Brad Keselowski second. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is third, and Chase Elliott fourth. Joey Logano fifth. William Byron is sixth. Harrison Burton seventh. Chase Briscoe is eighth. Todd Gilliland scored ninth, but will have to make a pass-through penalty. Kyle Larson rounds out the top 10.
The rest of the top 20, and they're running together, 20 cars. Michael McDowell at the tail end of that. 11th, John Hunter Nemechek, Ryan Preece, Noah Gregson, Tyler Reddick is right there in it, and Austin Dillon is 15th. The rest of the top 20, Josh Berry, Alex Bowman, Corey LaJoy, Kyle Busch, and Michael McDowell.
Gilliland does indeed peel off the track. He'll make his pass-through penalty. 21st is Christopher Bell. Zane Smith is 22nd. Chris Buescher, 23rd. Bubba Wallace, 24th. Carson Hosevar, 25th. A.J. Allmendinger is 26th. Shane Van Gisbergen, 27th. Daniel Hemric, 28th. Eric Jones, 29th. And Ty Gibbs is 30th.
Justin Haley, 31st. Denny Hamlin, 32nd right now. BJ McLeod, 33rd. Cody Ware, 34th. Todd Gilliland, 35th. 35 cars on the lead lap. One lap down. Daniel Suarez. Anthony Alfredo, 37th. J.J. Yaley, 38th. And out of the event, Ryan Blaney and Ross Chastain.
Before the race started, we were talking to some folks trying to figure out who some of the favorites might be today. Any number of drivers were favorites out there. One car, Dave Moody, I kept hearing over and over, was Austin Cindric.
There's no question about it. He's had a very strong, strong car all afternoon. Has contended at or near the lead, and right now he's got it in the wind. He's out front with plenty of company.
All by himself, Austin Cindric is out in front. The outside lane lost a little momentum that time out of two, but they regroup halfway down the back straightaway. Matter of fact, it's Ricky Stenhouse Jr. getting the shove in the outside from Chase Elliott.
You've got Fords on the low lane, Chevy's on the high side. Austin Cindric showing the way. Right behind him is Brad Keselowski, and to his right elbow is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Side by side for second.
We are down to 11 to go here at the Talladega Super Speedway. They're side by side from front back to about position number 20. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is going to lead him across the line. Right behind Ricky is Chase Elliott.
Why does it seem like every time we get down to the late going at Daytona or Talladega, we begin to talk very seriously about Ricky Stenhouse Jr.? He's up in that outside lane trying to make a run now at the lead.
He's got a trunk full of Chase Elliott and a slew of drafting help behind them. Downstairs, Austin Cindric, the same. He's got drafting help from Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, Harrison Burton, and Chase Briscoe.
Let's see how much help Ricky Stenhouse Jr. gets from Chase Elliott. Right now, they're separated by a third of a car length. That gives the advantage to Austin Cindric down in that low lane. He leads clear, but Ricky Stenhouse Jr., a great run off of turn four.
Inside lane surges ahead. Outside lane can come back. track, teeter-tottering back and forth. 10 laps to go in the Yellowwood 500. At the line, we've had 61 official lead changes.
Here they come into turn number one again. It is 2x2. Noah's Ark formation. Here they come through turns one and two. Down on the inside, the lead belongs to Cindric, but only by a nose.
All the racing is in double wide formation. There's no three wide, no four wide. Everybody content to run side by side at the point. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. up outside. Austin Cindric leading the lane downstairs.
This time Brad Keselowski got to the bumper of Austin Cindric. That helps him keep the lead as they negotiate turns three and four. It is still Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in that third spot. Chase Elliott and Joey Logano side by side as well.
Dave, a moment ago you said when we get down to the end of these tracks like this, we talk about Stenhouse. There's another driver we cannot overlook. He's won here six times. He's running third. He's on the inside lane. Brad Keselowski.
Brad K is in the hunt right now, and to say the least, after the year he's had, this would be a huge one for him to win. He's still got some work to do as he shows Austin Cindric to the back stretch.
Bad Brad now second in line on the bottom of the racetrack, although the inside line loses a little bit of momentum, but they quickly regain it. That's because Brad just shoves Austin back to the corner.
Once they get to the corner, everybody, the entire field, being very, very well behaved. Cindric still in that top spot. Logano gets to the bumper of Keselowski, gives him a little shove as they exit off of turn four.
They are indeed well-behaved at the moment, as if they're in the classroom. But when the bell rings and they get outside for recess, they are going to go nuts. We're down to just eight laps to go. Austin Cindric has the lead, but here comes the outside lane again.
Outside lane's got some momentum, led by Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Stenhouse puts a nose out in front. Cindric moves up a bit, side drafts him. They are side by side to the super stretch.
Cindric will jump out in front. He'll get the advantage. Then Stenhouse will scissor out front. He'll get the advantage. Right now, they are wheel to wheel for the lead, with Stenhouse leading for a moment, but Cindric takes over back to the corner.
Field pours into turns three and four, and in the top 10, make that the top 15. Nobody has any ideas of creating a third lane. So for the moment, Austin Cindric enjoys a clean lead off the corner and headed up to the tri-oval.
You have Fords working down to the inside. You have Chevrolets flanked to their right. The highest running Toyota is John Hunter Nemechek. Nobody else even close to him. Cindric, Stenhouse, front of the field. We're down to eight to go.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. now by three quarters of a car length has got it in that outside lane. Well back in the lead pack. There's a third groove materializing, led by Austin Dillon.
That is all the way at the back of the pack. And you've got to wonder if that outside line, that third lane, starts to get some momentum, who in front of them that's in the middle lane will jump up and pull that third lane forward.
For the moment, however, it's two by two by two, at least for the top 10 or 12. It is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. trying to gain some momentum around that outside lane. Nothing doing this time. Chase Elliott, William Byron, and Kyle Larson in tow.
If you have a plan, it's time to execute it. But boxing heavyweight champion said it best, and it applies here. Everyone's got a plan until you get punched right in the mouth. Here they go, back to turn number one.
Gloves are off as they hit turn number one. Laps winding down here at Talladega. For the moment, it's two by two. That extreme outside line has petered out with Austin Dillon, Daniel Hemric, and A.J. Allmendinger.
Meanwhile, the leaders hit the back straightaway. Todd Gilliland will be gobbled up by them here in short order. Gilliland running all by himself right there. Here's the pack right here, trying to catch him and put him another lap down.
Austin Cindric showing the way on the bottom groove. Very comfortable on that bottom line. Right behind him is Brad Keselowski. And to Keselowski's right elbow, it is still Ricky Stenhouse Jr. with Chase Elliott on his bumper.
Shane Van Gisbergen at the tail end of the field is pulled out of line and brought one driver with him to form up three wide. That's Austin Dillon. But man, Dave, they've got a lot of work to do and no drafting help to help along.
They tried that four wide line a couple of laps ago with Dillon leading the pack. It did not work. He fell back in line. This time around, it will not work. SVG falls back in line as they make their way around the lap car of Gilliland.
Leaders now will shift drivers right around the lap car of Todd Gilliland. They will complete that pass. Oh, and Cindric gets turned. Here we go. They're all wrecking. Spinning to the bottom of the racetrack. Joey Logano, Chase Briscoe. Basically, the entire field comes to grief, crashing, spinning, and spiraling down to the bottom of the end of the the back straightaway, it's easier to tell who didn't, who made it through versus who didn't, because the whole pack comes apart on the back straightaway.
Not an exaggeration. As the leaders come off turn four, there are only six cars that make their way back to the tri-oval. A heap of beat-up race cars sit at the feet of Mike Bagley.
It started when Austin Cindric got turned to the right. That probably had to be a draft bump or a bump draft gone bad. It turned Cindric, drivers right across the face of the field, and everybody came piling in. It is a massive smokescreen. The entire backstretch, racing surface, and apron are coated with skid marks of everybody sliding and crashing down to the bottom of the racetrack. About half the field is sitting at the entrance of turn three, and an armada of safety crews have arrived on the scene to tend to all of these wrecked race cars.
Well, you want a shocking stat? How about this? Seven cars have come across the start-finish line. They are Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He's still running and out front of Brad Keselowski, William Byron, Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch, Christopher Bell, and Austin Dillon. We're under caution.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Months of preparation, thousands of green flag laps, and enough drama to make your heart skip a beat. All to get here, the NASCAR playoffs.
Turning off the heat.
Each week, Steve Letarte, Mamba Smith, and myself, Shannon Spake, break down the road to the championship. The favorites, the underdogs, and those on the outside looking in. Don't be on the outside, be on the inside. It's NASCAR Inside the Playoffs on True TV.
It all came apart down the back straightaway. Joey Logano into the back of Brad Keselowski. Brad into the back of Austin Cindric. Mike Bagley with the call. And it involved just about everybody. We'll reset it the best we can when we come back. We've gone under the red flag unofficially. We have four laps to go, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is out front. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
The field, what's left of it, is stopped on the back straightaway. Seven cars are torn up and on pit road, and a whole lot more than that still sitting out there in the back straightaway in front of Mike Bagley.
Jeff, I have been announcing races on this backstretch for a long time. I don't believe I've ever seen a big crash like that here at Talladega. It started halfway down the Alabama Gang Superstretch. A couple of cars got locked together. Field totally blocked. Everybody trying to escape and having zero success. Right now, there are cars that are at the bottom of the racetrack being tended to. I see Josh Berry's car. He's climbed into an ambulance. Joey Logano's car is here. John Hunter Nemechek has been trying to get going for about the last 5 minutes. He's just ripping the tires off the car, ripping the tires off the wheels. He can't. He's fasted right now. Harrison Burton Martin is here. You got Michael McDowell, who is on the apron. But all of those cars are shrouded by safety vehicles, wreckers and ambulances and track ops trucks and the like. They're all trying to tend to the cars. And once the cars get removed, then they can take care of getting all the fluid mopped up and all that. It is still quite the active scene over here at the end of the backstretch.
With the red flag out, teams are not allowed to work on their race cars on the pit lane. They can, however, swarm them and get a peek at it and formulate a repair plan. Two playoff drivers at the entrance to pit road, and Alex Bowman and Daniel Suarez, they are on the pit lane. Both of those cars have some damage. Alex Bowman's right front was not even rolling when he brought his car in. Also down there is Corey LaJoie and Martin Truex Jr. Their team's formulating a plan. And Steve Post, there is another playoff driver whose car is parked in front of you.
That is Tyler Reddick, and yes, they are looking specifically at the right side. The entire front of the car is all damaged up and pushed back. They focused on the right side. Before the red flag came out, they were able to come down and get the right side tires off. Crew members are looking up under the car. They cannot touch it because we're under a red flag. Billy Scott is atop the pit box here. Billy's sitting on pit wall here, and he is given the final instructions on how they're going to attack this race car. This was the car that won the race here in the spring. Talked to Billy Scott pre-race. They wanted to survive today. They feel like they're really good at the Roval. If they could survive today, they could put themselves in a really good spot right now. They got a lot of damage on this race car. Relative to some of the other ones, they might be able to get back out, limp around, and get a few spots. We'll see what happens. But that's the story with Tyler Reddick down here on pit road as he sits aboard that Toyota.
You know, unofficially, I've got like 93 cars involved. And just to try to name them is going to be difficult. Todd Gilliland, Tyler Reddick, Alex Bowman, Michael McDowell, Chase Elliott, John Hunter Nemechek, Austin Cindric, Harrison Burton, Josh Berry, Joey Logano, Chris Buescher, Corey LaJoie, Justin Haley, Bubba Wallace, Daniel Hemric, Anthony Alfredo, AJ Allmendinger, and that list is going to grow. And it would appear as though Zane Smith, Josevar involved. We thought it could happen. It didn't up until that moment. They were racing three and four wide, and then you get to that push, Mike. Back, or we'll get with Mike here in a minute with more on the cleanup. But when you start drafting, one car gets into another. That's basically what happened. Todd kind of pointed that out. That wreck actually happened about four, five rows back and triggered the whole thing.
Yeah, and that's part of draft racing and pack racing here at Talladega. We talked about it earlier where they're three and four wide for 165, 170 laps. Then all of a sudden, we have a problem break out, and you're going to have yourself a heck of a mess. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is being scored the race leader with four laps to go as we sit under the red flag. Let's go to pit lane and Jason Toy.
His crew chief is Mike Kelly as he sits here and talks things over with the rest of the crew and trying to get a plan formulated here, because I heard Tab Boyd on the radio when that happened. He goes, wow. But Ricky got away with it. How's the race car, and what do you guys anticipate here to get things rolling?
Yeah, it seems like the car's okay. Took a shot right in the middle of the door. Best place it could be if you're going to get hit. And seems like all the wheels are turning the right direction. It's going to be a battle. There's some really good guys up front, and some of these guys are in the middle of, you know, running for a championship. And we're out here to try and do good for ourselves and our sponsors and our team. You know, we're ran well all day, got a bunch of stage points, and we just want to cap it off with a solid finish. And if we got a shot at it, we're going to go get it.
Do you need to bring him in, you think, or you think he's good to stay?
We'll see.
You'll see.
We'll see.
He's not going to tip the cap just too much there. It's Mike Kelly, the crew chief for Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Jason, he is not going to give you that answer. That is for sure. Like you said, they're not going to play their cards right now. You know, one thing that, and Alex, you can weigh in on why and what has to happen. There's a number of drivers that are still sitting on the back straightaway going into and up into the banking of turn number three. You might think that they're waiting for a wrecker because the car is that badly damaged, but that's not always the case. The tires are down. They're waiting to pull away. How is that going to happen?
Well, what they have to do is, because there's so many race cars involved in the crash and not that many safety vehicles to tend to every single race car. So the triage for the safety personnel, go to the drivers who you know are going to be out of the race, cars torn all the way up, and then make sure they're okay, get them out, get them into the ambulance to get to the infield care center. Then there are other drivers like a Joey Logano and some of these other drivers that went for a slide, maybe some slight contact out there, Todd Gordon, but will not get out of the car. They're waiting for one of the NASCAR officials to plug in to the A post on the driver's side for the actuator.
Yeah, so I mean, mid-season NASCAR came forward and they kind of came up with, because we just have these cars that get stuck because they got flat tires, there's actually an option that teams can install, and I would say almost everybody here at Daytona has it installed. It's a pressurized system that they can put 900, they need a minimum of 900 PSI, and that safety vehicles have canisters. They can plug up to multiple cars and do this. It pressurizes, and it's a slave cylinder on top of the rear springs on the shock that pushes the shock extension down so that the wheels get pushed down and you can drive on the wheels alone without the rubber of the tire and actually get some traction driving these cars back to pit road.
And again, like you just said, we see that a lot at Daytona. We certainly see it all right here at Talladega. We're under the red flag. Four laps to go. The field shut down on the back straightaway and cleanup continues going on into turn number three.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Denny Hamlin, who was a non-factor throughout this event, finds himself unofficially in 12th position and now a factor to go on and win this race. We'll talk more about Denny in just a moment. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
The yellow flag is back out simply so NASCAR can move cars around this 2.66-mile Talladega Super Speedway. While they're doing that, let's get you to the care center. It's going to be a busy place. Dylan Welch.
Yeah, it is definitely busy. Drivers starting to file out. Ryan Preece, one of the first out. What was your view of the calamity back there?
I think we knew something was going to happen just when we were catching the 38 and him staying on the bottom. It was going to shuffle things up, and certainly did, so... frustrating because I think all of us that were in the top 10 or so, we're in great position for the end of that race and giving Wonder Bread and everybody at Stewart Haas Racing a great finish. And ultimately, it wasn't our day, but certainly still frustrating.
Thanks, Ryan.
A tough break for Ryan Preece, and I think that's well said. Frustrating. can be a common word when you race here at Talladega Super Speedway.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I mean, that's part of what the speedway racing is. You just, you're a victim of the circumstances that happen around you. And when we're three wide, as we talked about, it almost becoming monotonous. Three wide, that wide, we're still two wide, racing our guts out, and the laps are counting down. Guys start to be more aggressive with the pushes, and that's just part of, if I'm in 10th, the only way I'm going to get forward is to start pushing my way forward. And, you know, this is just one of those situations they had, as they talked about, the 38 car and just how they worked around that. One of the teams that kind of benefited from this, the 11 car and Denny Hamlin. Jason Toy, you got more down there?
Yeah, Denny Hamlin, Chris Capehart's the crew chief down here as he continues to look things over here, and a lot of discussion back and forth on the radio here and trying to figure out what they need to do here. And as we get ready to roll here, Chris, you guys hung out in the back for a little while today, and it seemed like this caution came out of the prime time for you guys. What do you need to get that car to stay up front?
I mean, we got a lot of damage there in that wreck on the front stretch to end stage two, and when we had to do a green flag pit cycle, it left our car really vulnerable. Just not a lot of speed by, you know, trying to get back up to speed. I have no idea what we're doing right now. I mean, we were under yellow for minutes, and cars got to get worked on and catch up to the field while we're sitting stopped on the backstretch. So a lot of confusion right now, typical for Talladega. Hopefully we can just get to the end and get some points. That's really all this comes down to anymore.
All right, there you go. He's going to let it get back at it. And the frustration here is that they're sitting back there on the back pit, on the back stretch, not able to come down the pit lane like they're watching some other drivers come down. They want to come in to try to fix that hood that we documented early after the wreck. It's damaged right there just in front of Denny's eyesight. They're in the left front corner. It's popped the hood up a little bit. They'd love to get some tape on it.
They really would. You know, and Jeff, that's part of it. Frustration from the drivers, frustration from the teams, but the caution flag now has enabled everybody to roll. They held the cars that made it through the crash on the backstretch for a bit to get turn three completely cleared out of the way. Pace cars now begun to roll, and those cars are now finally rolling as they come their way to the tri-oval.
Did you want to pick a number as to how many were involved? I'll set the over under at 25. How's that?
I'm close to going to the over, but it's going to be close.
You take the over, you win. 28 cars have been involved back there. And Mike Bagley, quickly back to you now. The caution, we'll get to you here in just a moment. Let's get you back downstairs to the care center.
Austin Cindric was at the front of that train and ultimately was the one that got turned that kicked off that mess. We saw on the replay, it looked like the guys behind you just had a big run and got to you. I mean, is there anything in that situation as the lead car that you can do other than just kind of brace and hold on?
Yeah, I mean, in that position, like, the best thing you can do is be as predictable as possible, keep your car as straight as possible. The front of the pack got shuffled up from the 38, basically splitting the whole field, which definitely caused some congestion, guys getting out of lanes or whatever, and obviously an off-center push from the 6, and it's kind of that for our race, and an exceptionally fast race car, and A-plus execution by everyone on the 2 car. So proud of the effort, but yeah, definitely a bummer to be that close to punching our ticket there.
Thanks, Austin.
Tough break for Austin Cindric. He is out of the race. He led 29 laps today. He referred to the 38 as they came up to put a lap on him. That was Todd Gilliland. On the green flag pit cycle, he had a pit road speeding penalty and had to come off and make a pass-through penalty on the pit lane under green. So he lost the draft. The lead draft running much faster out there, obviously, was able to run him down. Gilliland kept his car at the bottom of the racetrack and forced that entire lead draft at the time running 2x2 to now go to lanes 2, 3, and 4 to driver's right to get around him. It is part of racing, and it was just one of those scenarios that takes place. Cindric at the front of the field, everybody else gets a big run. You try to maneuver around a car that's a little bit slower.
You know, if that happens with 25 to go, more than likely we don't see that unfold. You happen inside 7-8 laps, maybe you see it. We obviously saw it. So here's something, if you want to write something down that, you know, you kind of wish you don't have to do this, that, you know, we always talk about Talladega is having the big one. That is the biggest one on record ever recorded. And 28 cars being involved. They call it the biggest big one ever to take place here at Talladega.
It's spectacular. I mean, when you looked at it, it cleared everybody off the backstretch. And we saw 7 cars come back. I've seen big ones before. I remember back then it was a Busch Series race, so what's now Xfinity, where I think we had 11 cars running afterwards, but not at this level.
We are officially going to overtime here in the Yellowwood 500. Todd, with 28 cars involved in that crash at towards the end of the race, everybody running full throttle, wide open, and the new rules NASCAR applied to these cars, all cars stayed on all fours. A success.
Yes. Yeah, we didn't see anybody get airborne or up on the roof, and everybody stayed to that point. I think that is at least a testament to continuing. It's the journey that NASCAR is on with a safety piece and keeping these cars where they're on their tire side down. That's a focus for them, and we've made changes. We've had three of them here. We've had a couple others as we've kind of worked our evolution through. I'm sure NASCAR will still look at this and see whether they can do anything better, but a success for the biggest wreck that we've had here at Talladega.
All right, so we can reset the running order now that they have come back across and tripped the timing line. It shows Ricky Stenhouse Jr. out front with Brad Keselowski second, William Byron third, Kyle Larson fourth, and Kyle Busch completes the top five.
Christopher Bell is sixth, Eric Jones is seventh, Austin Dillon is eighth, Shane Van Gisbergen ninth, then you've got Ty Gibbs 10th. Justin Haley is 11th. Denny Hamlin is 12th. BJ McLeod is 13th. 14th is Cody Ware. 15th is Bubba Wallace. 16th is Martin Truex Jr. 17th is Alex Bowman. 18th is Zane Smith. Carson Hocevar is 19th. And 20th is Corey LaJoie.
The way that I look at this, I would say that Bubba Wallace for sure involved, and he is 15th. Everybody behind him involved in some fashion or another. Truex, Bowman, Zane Smith. Remember, Zane was on pit road. So was his teammate Carson Hocevar, LaJoie, Buescher, Reddick, Anthony Alfredo. So they stack up from at least 15th back with some sort of damage or another. And some of those cars, we mentioned seven cars coming across the line during the crash. A number of others running at the tail end of the field, like a Denny Hamlin, able to get the car slowed down, and they didn't come across the start-finish line for quite some time after. So that's the way they stack up right now. Back to the care center we go. Dylan?
Michael McDowell, another one that has been checked in the release from the care center. Where were you in all of that? What was your view of it?
Just driving into a blind a little bit. I think we were sitting probably 12, 13, something like that when it went down. So by the time I got there, road was already blocked. There wasn't a lot of lanes available. Just unfortunate. We had a really fast left shaft softboard Mustang and led a lot of laps and definitely had the speed in the car there. It's just that last pit cycle didn't work out for us. You need to come out in that top five to, protect yourself from this. And I'm not sure where the wreck started. Maybe you guys could tell me. I couldn't see it.
About fifth.
Okay, yeah. Well, like I said, you want to be somewhere near the top five to avoid it. And we just weren't. We were running right in the middle of the hornet's nest when it happened.
Thanks, Michael. Yeah.
Michael McDowell, one of those caught up in a 28-car wreck at the end of the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. We are headed to overtime. This will be the 19th race at Talladega Super Speedway to head into overtime. As far as the 2024 campaign, race number 13 to go extra laps.
Well, we're going to have extra laps to cut an even faster lap, but so far the Xfinity fastest lap of the race has been turned by Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 196.009 miles an hour, 196 by Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra low lag and connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house with Xfinity, because you only live once. You can learn more at Xfinity.com.
Steve Post, pit road continues to be a busy place.
Yeah, another one of our playoff drivers, Chase Elliott. They brought his car down pit road. He got towed down here. There is a ton of damage to the left front of the car. They're taking the fender off from it, and they're just working. There's one guy actually sitting on the hood working on the car, but I think he's hoping that'll push the hood down as well. Little right front damage as well. Damage to the left rear also on the Kelly Blue Book Chevrolet. One of the crew members was up under looking at all the suspension pieces. Crew Chief Alan Gustafson asked him if everything was all right. He turned around and gave him a thumbs up. So they feel like when they get some tires on this car, they'll be all right, but there's still a lot of damage, and they've got 4 minutes on the damaged vehicle clock. Now one of the NASCAR officials just letting them know, but it certainly isn't pretty, and it certainly won't run as good as it did when they first got here, but they're hoping to limp their way to the finish. That's the story on Chase Elliott.
I mentioned 15 cars perhaps without damage. I believe we're going to have 13. BJ McLeod, we believe, got through that crash okay. He's 13th. Cody Ware was involved, and so was Bubba Wallace. They go 14th and 15th. Let's go back to the accident scene. Heading into turn number three, Mike Bagley's been there watching it all get cleaned up. What's the status at the moment, Mike?
Well, you came to me at just the right time, Jeff, because we have finally gotten rid of wrecked race cars. Joey Logano's is the last. They have put him up on a rollback, and they have gotten him back on that rollback, and they're taking that car from the scene right now. John Hunter Nemechek spent about 15 minutes trying to get going. He burnt all the rubber off the car. He probably melted the rims, too. But they finally gave him the enough already. He got out of the car. They're taking the car back. He has left some fluid on the racetrack. They're tending to that. And right now, the jet dryers, or the jet blowers, I should say, are coming by the scene for their first sweep to try to blow off all the excess debris that was laid down with all the rubber and the like. And they're making that pass right now. Elgin sweepers are out here. We have finally gotten all the cars off the scene. Now we just got to do a little buttoning up on the racing surface.
That's all we're waiting for. The advertised distance of the Yellowwood 500 is 188 laps. We have completed that. We're coming to the line, still under caution to complete lap number 189, obviously going into overtime. Big question mark now is, how is everybody on Sunoco fuel? We'll find out next.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's.